Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 29, entitled Talks Between Narada and King Prachinapari. Text 9. Akshini Nasike Asyam.
Akshini Nasike Asyam.
Iti Pancha Pura Kritaha.
Iti Pancha Pura Kritaha.
Dakshina Dakshina Karna.
Dakshina Dakshina Karna.
Uttara Chutara Smritaha.
Uttara Chutara Smritaha.
Paschime Ityado Dvarau.
Paschime Ityado Dvarau.
Udam Shishnam Ihochate.
Udam Shishnam Ihochate.
Akshini Nasike Asyam.
Akshini Nasike Asyam.
Iti Panchapura Kritaha.
Iti Panchapura Kritaha.
Dakshina Dakshina Karna.
Dakshina Dakshina Karna.
Uttara Chutara Smritaha.
Uttara Chutara Smritaha.
Paschime Ityado Dvarau.
Paschime Ityado Dvarau.
Udam Shishnam Ihochate.
Udam Shishnam Ihochate.
Akshini Nasike Asyam.
Akshini Nasike Asyam.
Iti Panchapura Kritaha.
Iti Panchapura Kritaha.
Dakshina Dakshina Karna.
Dakshina Dakshina Karna.
Uttara Chutara Smrita.
Uttara Chutara Smrita.
Paschime Tyado Dvarau.
Paschime Tyado Dvarau.
Udam Shishnam Ihochate.
Udam Shishnam Ihochate. Akshini Nasike Asyam.
Iti Pancha Pura Kritaha.
Iti Pancha Pura Kritaha.
Dakshina Dakshina Karna.
Dakshina Dakshina Karna.
Uttara Chutara Smrita.
Uttara Chutara Smrita.
Akshime Iti Ado Dvarau.
Akshime Iti Ado Dvarau.
Gundam Shishna Ishvate.
Gundam Shishna Ishvate.
Akshini Nasike Asyam.
Akshini Nasike Asyam.
Iti Pancha Pura Kritaha.
Iti Pancha Pura Kritaha.
Dakshina Dakshina Karna.
Dakshina Dakshina Karna.
Uttara Chutara Smritaha.
Uttara Chutara Smritaha.
Paschime Ityado Dvarau.
Paschime Ityado Dvarau.
Gundam Shishnam Ugochite.
Akshini Nasike Asyam.
Iti Pancha
Pura Kritaha.
Dakshina Dakshina Karna.
Dakshina Dakshina Karna.
Uttara
Chutara Smrita.
Paschime
Ityado Dvarau. Akshini Nasike Asyam.
Iti Pancha Pura Kritaha.
Iti Pancha Pura Kritaha.
Dakshina Dakshina Karna.
Dakshina Dakshina Karna.
Uttara Chutara Smrita.
Uttara Chutara Smrita.
Akshini Iti Ado
Dvarau. Akshini Iti Ado Dvarau.
Gundam
Shishnam Ihochate.
Akshini,
Akshini.
Two eyes. Nasike,
Nasike.
Two nostrils.
Two nostrils.
Asyam,
Asyam.
The mouth. Iti,
Iti.
Thus.
Thus.
Pancha,
Pancha.
Five. Pura,
Pura.
On the front.
Krita,
Krita.
Made.
Dakshina,
Dakshina.
Southern gate. Dakshina,
Dakshina.
Right. Karna,
Karna.
Ear.
Uttara,
Uttara. Northern gate.
Northern gate.
Cha.
Also.
Uttara,
Uttara.
Left ear.
Smrita.
Understood. Paschime.
Paschime.
on the west.
On the west.
Iti.
Iti.
Thus.
Thus.
Ada.
Ada.
Downward. Dwaro.
Dwaro.
Two gates.
Two gates.
Gudam.
Gudam.
Rectum.
Rectum.
Shishnam.
Shishnam.
Genital.
Genital.
Iha.
Iha.
Here.
Here.
Uchate.
Uchate.
Is said.
Is said.
Translation. Two eyes, two nostrils, and a mouth, altogether five, are situated in the front. The right ear is accepted as the southern gate, and the left ear is the northern gate. The two holes, or gates, situated in the west are known as the rectum and genital. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Of all sides, the eastern is considered most important. Primarily, because the sun rises from that direction. The gates on the eastern side, the eyes, nose and mouth, are thus very important gates in the body. Om jnana timarandasya gananjana chalakaya chakshuru militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri jitanya manovistam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupagadamaram dadami svamanikam vande hum shri guru shri Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Stam Sajivam Savetam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanyam Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Larita Shri Vishakam Vitam Scha Mukam Kuroti Vachalam Pangum Langayati Girim Vyat Kripatam Aham Vande Shri Guru Dinatari Nam Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Name Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paschatri Satarine Pancha Bhaktarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhivacha Putitanam Bhavan Bhiva Vaishnavi Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. I regret that I wasn't here yesterday to hear the class of Rasa Mandala Prabhu. Yeah, it's about the senses now. Narada Muni is a most wonderful liberated soul, a great devotee, always preaching, always enlightening the souls all over the universe, everywhere he can go to preach. And one of the most basic things to understand is the difference between body and soul. That's the basics of spiritual life. When I came in the beginning, when I joined, there were a few words that sounded all day long around the temple. And the first word I heard was Krishna. That is Krishna's name, Krishna. And also Srila Prabhupada. And then the other word I heard is sense gratification. Or sometimes Maya. These words were also there. I never heard that word before. Not even in Dutch. Zinsbevrediging. Sense gratification. So we are made out of senses. The body is made out of senses. And that's how we function in this material world. There is a reciprocation between the senses and the sense objects. Of course, I heard the class yesterday was more about Sankhya philosophy, to analyze all the different elements in this world. That was one of the aspects yesterday, someone told me. But today I like to speak more just about the senses, especially the senses. And yeah, the Sanskrit word is indriya. Another Sanskrit word is go. So you could be either a godas or a goswami. You could be a servant of the senses, or you could become a master of the senses. Why? he's supposed to become a master of the senses, because the senses are causing problems to us. Like when we chant before prasadam, sharirara vijajal, jutendriya te ka. The senses are like a network of paths leading to death. The senses are the cause of rebirth, samsara, the endless repetition of birth and death. When we are too attached to the so-called pleasure coming from sense gratification, then we have to come to the material world again. And if we become detached from sense gratification, then we can go back to the spiritual world. There is one verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Jivara-lala-se-ye-iti-uti-daya Shishnodara-parayana-krishna-na-ipaya. That person who runs here and there seeking to gratify his palate and who always attached to the desires of his stomach and genitals is unable to attain Krishna. And that's why we have to control the senses. In the Bhagavad Gita also we can read the verse Bhogaishvarya prasaptanam tayaparita cetasam vyavasyatmika buddhir samaruna vidyate. To those who are too attached to sense gratification or worldly pleasures, the determined resolution to become Krishna conscious does not take place. Is that right? Okay, more or less translated.
Okay.
The resolute determination to become Krishna conscious does not take place. So, therefore, Krishna and all the great sages and all the scriptures are always instructing us to control the senses. Also, sense gratification is a cause of pain. There's one verse, Yehi sangsparsha javoga dukkayunaya eva te aryanta vantakon dhyana te shurama te buddha. That the wise man, they don't take delight in the sources of misery. The senses are called there sources of misery. For they know that it is temporary what you experience, that pleasure. Also, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Mataras parshas tu konti ya shitoshna shuka dukada agamapayino nityastam satikshasvada bharata. O son of Kunti, the non-permanent appearance and disappearance of happiness and distress are just like winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perception, and one must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. So, sukha and dukkha both come. And Srila Prabhupada once said that there is only two people who can enjoy. The complete fool, who knows only sense gratification and nothing else, no responsibilities in society. He is completely mad with intoxication and complete madman. He could be happy. Well, seemingly happy. He thinks he's happy. And the great enlightened soul, who transcends the material world and who is spiritually enlightened, he can also be happy. And that's the real happiness, of course. So, the cause of distress, because in this material world, dukhaliyam ashashvatam, everything is temporary and full of misery. And sense gratification is, it's not satisfying the self, the soul. It is Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. But if we try to control our senses, then that becomes difficult. Krishna says also, Yada samharti chayam kurmon ganiva sarvashaha adhyanta vantakondi. No, indriya tibyas tasya pragya pratishtita. Just as the tortoise withdraws his limbs under his shell, so a wise person, he withdraws his senses from the sense objects. That is the advice, that is what we're supposed to do. But it becomes very difficult. Krishna says, the senses are so strong and impetuous that they forcibly carry away the mind, even of a man of discrimination who is endeavoring to control them. So it is very difficult to artificially try to do that. It's almost impossible. Like, Devi isha guna mayi mama maya duratyaya. It is almost impossible to overcome maya, illusion. But it has to be done. Otherwise, one will suffer and one will fall down in the material world and come back to the material world over and over again. In the second chapter also Krishna explains how it all happens by contemplating the objects of the senses. One develops lust, and from that strong attachment comes, and from that the intelligence is bewildered, and from that I'm already confused. And then one falls down into the material world. And just as a ship is carried away by the wind in a storm, so similarly, if one concentrates on one of the senses, then that one sense can take us like the ship is blown away on a storm, like that. So that's very, very powerful, and therefore it has to be done. It is also said the nature of instruction. Vajavegam, manasakrodavegam, jivavegam, udrupastavegam, itamvigani vishahetadira, sarvamapimam, pritivim sasishyat. A sober person who can tolerate the urge to speak, the mind's demands, the actions of anger, the urges of the tongue, belly, and genitals is qualified to make disciples all over the world. So that is what we are doing in ISKCON. We try to create Brahmins. Leaders, spiritual leaders. That is our mission. And Srila Prabhupada is the perfect example. And all our previous acharyas were perfect examples. It's wonderful to read all the biographies of our great acharyas. They were knowledgeable. Their senses were completely controlled. They had love of God. And they are very compassionate. All their characteristics are described in the Vedas, and so also we have to follow in the footsteps, and that can only be done if we control the senses and the mind. The mind is considered to be the sixth sense, the most powerful amongst the senses, and the leader of the senses. We learned that in the previous class a few days ago. So. That is yoga, controlling the senses and the mind, and then. But if we try to do that, it becomes very difficult. So therefore we have to seek the help of Rishikesh. Rishikena, the master of the senses. The master of the senses is Krishna. And there is one verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hoya Andakar Yahan Krishna Tahan Nai Maya Adhikar. Krishna is just like the sun, and Maya is just like darkness. And wherever there is sunlight, there cannot be darkness. So similarly, there where there is Krishna, there cannot be Maya. It's a very simple principle. So if we fill the senses up with Krishna, then there can be no Maya in the senses. There can be no lust, there can be no anger, there can be no greed, nothing negative, only positive. Krishna is also called Govinda, the friend of the senses, the one who gives pleasure to the senses. So, the secret of success is actually to fill our senses with Krishna. Manmana bhava mat bhakto mat yaji mam namaskuru mam evaishasi yukvaivam matmanam mat prayana. Engage your mind always in thinking of me. Worship me and offer your homages unto me. Render devotional service unto me. And this way you will always come to me. Yeah? Like that. So, Krishna is also Madhu Gopal. He's sweeter than honey. Everything about Krishna is very sweet. That will satisfy our senses. And he is also Kandarpa Koti Kamaniyam. Millions of cupids are enchanted by him. And Madan Mohan, he bewilders Cupid. Krishna is the all attractive. So the only thing we have to do is to engage our senses. Foolish people, as Prahlad Maharaj says, Adanta Gupir Vishatanta Misram Puna Puna Charvita Charvanaram. He says that they, because they are over and over do the same thing, gratifying the senses, they have to come back to this world, chewing the chew, over and over and over again. Just because they don't want to take spiritual pleasure, and therefore they'll have to suffer triklesha, the threefold miseries in this world. Threefold misery. Miseries caused by our own body. You see, the senses, the body is made of senses. You have nerves in your senses, in your body, in your skin, the sense of touch. And sometimes it's too hot, you feel very painful, or too cold, or you hit yourself against something. It's very painful. If a little infection comes, very extremely painful, a headache or a throat ache, or in the ears. When I was a little boy in the night, I would have this ear pain. Ooh, it was terrible. Or a toothache, or very painful, the senses can cause. The nose, or whatever, the eyes can cause suffering. And any sense can cause suffering. So, see, what else did I write down? Another verse from the Bhagavatam. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janitya Sumairagyam Gyanam Chayata Itukam. By performing devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one develops automatically detachment from the world and causeless knowledge. The devotional service, engaging all our senses in the service of the Lord, that helps us to control the senses and become liberated. Mm-hmm. Also, to be able to perceive Krishna, one has to purify the senses. It's like once in an audience, someone challenged Srila Prabhupada, "Can you show God to us? Have you seen God? Can you show God to us?" And then Srila Prabhupada says, "Do you have the eyes to see God? You have to be qualified to see God." So therefore, in the Brahma Sangita, we find Lord Brahma stating, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena, that the eyes have to be anointed with the salt of love, or treated with the ointment of love, like that. So when bhakti is developed, bhakti mam bijanati yavanya chashmi tatvata, only by devotional service one can become pure, perceive God, and understand God the way He is, and go back to Godhead, to the spiritual world, and like that. And so, in the spiritual world, the spirit soul, the liberated soul, has spiritual senses, and is always completely ecstatic and blissful. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he calls the process of glorifying the Lord Anandam Buddhivardhanam, an unlimited, ever-increasing ocean of transcendental bliss. When Krishna is in Vrindavan, devotees, just by seeing something in relation to Krishna, he become ecstatic. Like Akrura, when he visited Vrindavan, he came off his horse just to take a little water, and then he saw Krishna's footprints in the earth. And just by perceiving the footprints of Krishna, he became mad out of ecstatic bliss, and he started rolling over the ground in the dust of Vrindavan and screaming out, "How wonderful, how wonderful, how wonderful!" And he couldn't stop saying, "How wonderful!" just by seeing the prints of the lotus feet of Krishna. What to speak of seeing Krishna directly. The gopis also, when they see these lotus feet, these prints, they become also very ecstatic. And one gopi once said that if your eyes, we're talking about the senses, are not seeing Krishna, then your head should be hit with a thunderbolt. It's useless. That became useless, you know. If your head, then your head, because the eyes are inside your head, becomes useless, like that. So that is our goal, to become able. And Srila Prabhupada, has been so kind that he gave Krishna to us, that with our senses we can perceive Krishna through the books, the Bhagavad Gita, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the whole science of how to use our senses in Krishna's service, and how to become able to perceive Krishna with our senses. That science is given in all our books, the Nectar of Instruction, the Nectar of Devotion, all these books. And when we open the pages of these books, then we enter the spiritual world. These books are like windows to the spiritual world. Then we go through the windows into the building, in the house. Srila Prabhupada is able to build a house in which the whole world can live in peace. So his books are the windows to this house. Oh, well, I'm speculating. I just got inspired a little bit to invent something new. So when we go through the windows of the spiritual world, yeah, ISKCON is also the travel agency to the spiritual world, the temple. All ISKCON temples are like that. I like that. So we're supposed to make spiritual advancement. These books, they will not just give us some information, which is interesting to talk about it. Majjhittaman kataprana bureyast paparantaram katayanjashjaman nityam tusyanti chara manticha. The thoughts of my pure devotees always dwell on me, and their lives are surrendered unto me, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss, enlightening one another and conversing about me. So the pleasure of the devotee becomes actually to share with other devotees Krishna Katha, their realizations about Krishna, and they stop engaging in prajalpa and worldly language, and so in this way they can experience spiritual pleasure. The soul is anandamoyi, is pleasure seeking. We want to enjoy. It's not wrong to enjoy. There's nothing wrong with enjoying, but it's wrong to try to enjoy separate from Krishna, to forget Krishna. That will just make us unhappy. That's all. So all the also our senses can be engaged in all the sadhana activities, the ninefold process of bhakti. Also Narada Muni gave the Narada Pancharatra, and of course we have the in the Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj is talking about Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. Srila Prabhupada gave us the whole temple programs, and if we follow all this, then all our senses are engaged, and definitely. And then there is the mission, that whatever abilities we have, we can use them in Krishna's service. So if there are tendencies to use our senses in many ways, the ears for music, the eyes for art, and the mind for art, also the brain for managing, or for science, there are so many different senses we have, we can use them, we can procreate and bring many Krishna conscious children in the world, that future generations are there. If you have an urge, sexual inclination, you just use that in Krishna's service, and that's also spiritual perfect. Okay, thank you very much. We have a little more time for comments or questions. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.